Florida's so-called Charlotte's Web Law directs the department to have a distribution framework in place by January 1st next year. But Florida Medical Cannabis Association lobbyist Ron Watson says after Friday's ruling, meeting that deadline seems increasingly doubtful.
Getting to January 1 by actually either having the rules in place and or certainly choosing somebody by then is going to be very difficult at best. There is a possibility that it could happen, but I think that's a lot of work for the Department of Health to now have to go back and recraft a lot of what the judge said is not allowable.
When asked for comment Monday, the department reiterated the statement it issued last week, which says the department will move expeditiously to meet the needs of patients. It's unclear if the department plans to appeal the ruling or revise its proposed rules. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.